Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees.
WANWG, mobile listening.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. 77 degrees.
KFA-QPI, KK6J calling. KFA-QPI, KK6J calling. KFA-QPI, KK6J calling. I do copy there, Ken. You're not holding the repeater quiet, though. It's you're on the road, right? Okay, we're a little bit far away from you there. I'll So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'll get back to you in a little bit here. We'll try it again, okay? Clear that time. That's a roger. I hear you a lot better there. And it might be your location. You're mobile, so that might account for it. That, still not bad range, all things considered. Roger. Okay. Talk to you in a few, and drive safely out there. KK6J clear.
KFABTI, over and out.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1800 hours. 68 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
KFABRD. KFABRD, is there anyone listening?
Good evening, 1900 hours, 68 degrees.
KFABRD. 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 Well.
Tend to get really worried when stuff breaks on them.
Yeah, I don't fix them. I'm just the taxi. Over.
Well, taxi's another kind of service. That's all good.
Great.
They help me and my wife out a lot, and so I'm just sort of reciprocating. Over.
All right. Well, copy that. Now, hopefully, that goes all right for you.
Break.
Go ahead, break.
Go ahead, break
in there.
Station.
You can take a next. KDADX.
Good evening, 2000
KFABRD. What repeater are you guys talking on? 7
degrees.
This is KFAAYL. I'm on the Guilford repeater.
Let's talk about the Flint repeater, 3-8.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know I was in range of any Wings repeaters. I'm in Grand Ledge here, so, and I'm not exactly sure what repeater this is that got entered weird into my radio.
Yeah, you're probably on the Lansing link. I think you're on the old McLaren building in Lansing there. KDADX, I'm coming in through Echo Link currently, but I live up on Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County. North of Maple Rapids, a little way north of St. John's, so I usually use the Lansing site as well. But I'm on Echolink currently instead. So, but I was on the Flint one on my way home from Port Huron on Saturday, and it seemed to work really well. Well, I was on the Flint connection for this system and for the IRA, WAIRA, the West Michigan. So the East Michigan and the West Michigan, I was on both of them, one on each side of the radio. Driving home from Port Huron on Saturday. First time using either one of them. KDADX, in the group.
1738 is tied into a bunch of other repeaters. I'm not sure what all they're tied to, but I know I've talked all over the place since I got on this repeater. Over.
Ah, copy. Yeah, it's interesting. My name's Jim, and like I said, I'm out of Grand Ledge. Just got my ticket about a month ago, maybe. So, getting around to, learning everybody and everything.
Yeah, my name's Bob. It's K-E-H-O-O-K.
Anybody seeing any of these storms I'm hearing about coming across?
We have a small one go through here where I live, Flint Township, but like I say, it had some pretty heavy rain all around me, like Holly and Linden and up in Saginaw. Over.
They had heavy rain and quiet.
I haven't seen anything in Grand Ledge. I don't know how it got from the west to the east without going through Grand Ledge. Seems like everything comes through here.
Yeah, I see these storms come up, the sky gets black and sun-gun, and it starts to get right at the front, and then either goes south of us or north of us, over.
Yeah, it's funny, my wife's been...
like I say, working like everything always running across our area here.
My car's all wet, I'm like, wait, what's going on, why is your car wet? Because we're in Bertrand, which is between Flint and Saginaw, and we haven't got a drop of rain here.
It did pour in Clio here about 45 minutes ago, KVATA.
You know, my sister over on Hill Road towards Grand Blanc, she said it was pouring when I was talking to her. Over.
Yeah, everybody have a good weekend. Kind of sad that the work week started again, but, yeah.
I took my great-grandson and my granddaughter to the Gaines Rodeo. That was a lot of fun. Over.
Yeah, one needs to define work week for me because I'm an IT guy. Pretty much 7 days a week, and with this Friday
morning CrowdStrike crap that went on. We've been working nonstop ever since to restore machines. Even though I'm not a Windows guy, I'm a Unix guy, but they recruited all of us IT people to go restore Windows machines that were affected by their crap at the automotive OEM that I work for. Not a lot of fun.
Now, I do heating and cooling, so the weather largely dictates how my days go.
I remember those days. I used to work 5, 6, 7 days a week. But I retired back here in 2016. Over.
Retirement is what I'm looking at. Looking forward to it. Another 2 or 3 years, I think.
Well, when I crunched the numbers before I retired, I'd been working for 50 years straight, and I decided I wanted to look full-time to enjoy my retirement, so I pulled the plug in 2016. Over.
Yeah, my dad often says, went after he retired back in the late 90s, like, I don't know how I found the time to work. I don't know. How does that work? I'm so busy enjoying myself. How does that work?
Yeah, well, my dad retired after, I think he worked 35 years at GM. He said he didn't know where he found how he found the time to work. So, I understand that. Over.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what he said. He retired General Motors after 36 years.
I left Michigan here in 67 when I went to the Marine Corps, and I didn't move back until 2016, so I've been getting used to a lot of changes. Not all of them, in my opinion, were good, but I'm trying to get used to all the changes back here. Over.
Yeah, no shortage of changes, that's for sure. This is KFADY.
KFADY.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima. KFAYL.
Ah, Kilo. I was just curious because mine's KFABRD. Did you recently just get your ticket?
I did, but apparently I'm, older than you in the ham world. Yeah, I think it was April. Like April I got the ticket.
Okay, I just got mine on June. I tested June 22nd, so I was like, oh, I thought I was the first one in the area to get the KF8.
Well, if you're KF8B, you're definitely after me.
Break.
Go ahead, breaking station.
Yeah, this is KF8AIW. Just thought I'd jump in there.
Ah, had to rub it in. You were right before all of us.
So you're still after me. I'm KF8AYL. When did you get your ticket?
I think it was March.
Really, March? I got mine in, it was April. I got mine in April. I don't know why mine would be before yours.
That's government.
Yeah, that can explain a lot of things. It's government.
Let me double check my license. I thought it was March. It may have been May.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to bow out here. My wife, who had foot surgery recently, is asking for some help in the house because she's still on crutches. So I'm going to go in and see what she wants. Good chatting with y'all.
KFAKIW 73.
So I'm just curious, how am I coming into this repeater, KFAKIW?
Coming in loud and clear.
You're coming
over
in
here
loud and clear.
Flint Township area, over.
Yeah, copy. I just tried my hand at a DIY dual band dipole, and I'm talking on it, so I figured I'd see how the signal report was.
Yeah, believe it or not, I burned off a little handheld with a magnate on top of my truck, over.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I've got a HT hooked up to that little dipole, so at some point I'm going to try to fix this one radio I've got over here that I bought for GMRS when I was just doing that. And now I got to try to find out how to convert it over to ham frequencies.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping before the summer ends, I'll have a full-blown mobile in this truck, so I have a little bit more than 5 watts. But right now, I'm doing pretty good with what I got, over.
Your booth is sounding very good over here. Well, I'm up in Kalkholen, Michigan, and it hit me real hard.
Where in Michigan?
Just north of Bay City in Kalkholen, Michigan.
Ah, copy. Yeah, that's good to hear that I'm getting some good signal reports off of that. That was my first try at any type of a DIY antenna on. I guess I got the right coat hangers, you know?
Okay, guys.
Sounds good.
Okay,
what handheld are you trying to convert to ham?
Cool job, and have a good evening. I'm 73.
73 back at you. KFAKIW.
For the to answer the question, it's a Radiodity DB25G. I'm trying to find the figure out how to get into the menu to convert it.
How did you program it? Is it a Bluetooth or did you have to use Chirp?
I used Chirp on it. It's actually a mobile, but yeah, I used Chirp on it.
Well, you're talking on a ham frequency.
Oh yeah, I'm not talking on that radio right now. I'm talking on a TID radio. The Radiodity is the one I need to figure out how to convert.
10-4, yeah. I've got a TID radio. I got the H8. I love that little radio.
I thought I heard somebody else keying out there.
Yeah, I keyed up. I was talking over somebody. Peter lady is my girl. How's this radio sounding?
Like you're next door. Hi, neighbor.
Neighbor. Yeah, after I got my license, I went out and I bought this radio. It's a Yaesu.
I don't know if the repeater is cutting out or what, but I only heard part of that one. Which you had?
73.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but I heard 73, so I'll go ahead and clear the channel. But KFAKRD, I'm going to go clear 73.
Yeah, DRD, you're making it in fine into the main controller on Echolink here. You sound fine. Your audio is solid. I don't know who the 73s is, what site they're coming in through, but there definitely seems to be an issue. So whatever station said 73s, can you identify what site you're trying to come in through? I don't know if we'll be able to hear you, but if you can try. It'd be good to know which sites having issues, or if you're having issues getting into it. KD8DAX. Station north of today's city. Are you still in here? Take it better than now. All right, get everybody cleared. I'm just talking to myself. 73s, have a good one. KD8DAX will be clear and monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, rain, 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 65 degrees.